So the Trump administration exploring suspending a stalwart law in the Constitution that allows essentially due process, but under the Constitution there could be a way to do away or suspend habeas corpus.
Yeah, it's, as you know, probably Latin for that you have the body. The U.S. system, federal courts can use the writ of habeas corpus to determine if the state's detention of a prisoner is valid. Can it be extinguished or suspended by the executive? Would that have to go through Congress? Let's ask a lawyer. George Donini, criminal defense attorney at Butzel Long Law Firm, joining us now to join our discussion. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
No problem. Okay, so in your field, the law field, what do you think when you hear this from Stephen Miller?
Look, when somebody is detained, they really have to have the opportunity to go present themselves in front of a judge to determine whether that detention of their liberty, even if it's for a short period of time or a long period of time, is valid or not.
The suspension of habeas corpus has only occurred like four times in U.S. history. It was during the Civil War, Reconstruction, the Philippine Insurrection, and after Pearl Harbor. What do we learn? What can we learn from those instances about the potential consequences of suspending habeas corpus?
Yeah, you're right, and I think you talked about how this is explicitly in Article 1 of the Constitution that it shall not be suspended unless in cases of rebellion or invasion. So those were instances where something serious, something dramatic was happening, an actual insurrection, the Civil War, things of that nature. Here, the current administration is saying that there is an invasion, and that they're using specifically the word in the Constitution, mm-hmm. of illegal immigrants into this country, and so they have to act and take this dramatic step. And, you know, that's going to be the legal analysis. But, number one, this is in Article 1. Article 1 of the Constitution talks about the legislative branch. And so it's really, scholars have said that it is up to Congress, not the president, to determine whether habeas corpus should be suspended, if at all.
You know, one of the double-edged swords here for the administration seems to be that they've gotten the illegal border crossers under control. I mean, the amount of illegal border crossers now compared to 6 months ago, a year ago, 18 months ago is a complete 180. So can they use that justification now?
Look, if the administration is removing people from the country who came in here illegally and ought not be here, then they have every right to do that. There is a process to get into this country, and if you are violating that process, then there's mechanisms for removing you from this country. But you need to go and present, you know, the person who's being detained and potentially removed from the country has a right to go and stand before a judge and say, no, this is not correct. I do have a right to be here. And to just do things too quickly presents real problems. You know, there's a saying in the law that it's better for 100 guilty to go free than to punish one innocent person. So imagine a situation where one person gets removed from this country who had every right to be here. That is something that our laws should not tolerate.
Well, it seems the Supreme Court has weighed in on this. Federal judges have weighed in when it comes to due process and all that. Do you think this would move toward the Supreme Court, this idea?
Yeah, look, I think this is going to be something that would probably wind its way up to the Supreme Court if they go. You know, the statement by Mr. Miller was just that it's actively under consideration, so they haven't done anything yet. But I think if this were to be done, yes, I think it would present an opportunity for courts to step in. And, you know, we have in this country three co-equal branches of government for a reason. There needs to be checks both by Congress of the president, the courts of the president, and vice versa, all three working together in harmony. And, you know, if one gets too out far ahead, the others are supposed to step in and maintain that balance.
Speaking with George Donini, he is a criminal defense attorney at Butzel Long Law Firm. And in his remarks, Stephen Miller also criticized the role of judges in blocking deportation efforts, calling them, he said they were radical rogue judges. What's your perspective on that tension between the executive and judicial branches when it comes to immigration law?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are theories out there that the courts should not be involved in immigration decisions. I mean, I don't buy into that. I think that, you know, the reality is, again, that the courts are there to have a check, and that's the function that they should be playing. I've got a number of friends who are judges. They take their oaths seriously, and they're always trying to do the right thing. I think what's going on here is that the administration has a goal. They want to move swiftly, they want to move quickly, and these types of petitions slow that process down, and that's true. But I think it's important that the process move a little bit more slowly so that we make sure that if people are being removed from this country, it's appropriate to do so.
We appreciate the legal discussion. George Giannini, criminal defense attorney at Butzel Long Law Firm. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all.